Hello, my name is Sophia Henninger, and this is an interview with Vince Raviezzo on the topic of voting. This interview was conducted at the Parker Pub in Roxborough, Philadelphia.
What motivated you to come out and vote today?
I've never missed voting since I was 21. So I don't have to be motivated. It's an American right, and I think, you know, everybody should practice it. I do.
Is there anything you'd like to see change, like with the voting system or the political system in general?
Yes, I'd like to see them stop doing so much negativity, because as far as I'm concerned, okay, it makes everybody that runs for public office look like a piece of dirt, and the rest of the world sees this stuff. Why don't we let people see the positive side, listen to their views, and then vote for who we want? Why do we got to drag everybody through the trash? So that they say, you know what, them Americans, they are a bunch of dirtballs. No matter who gets in office, they're all no good. That's the way I would look at it from the third world.
Do you know why we vote on Tuesday?
On Tuesday itself, that day of the week? I have no idea. There must be some history to it.
A little bit about it is, the weekends are worship days, so never voted then. And then this started, like, when they first started voting, and they couldn't vote on Wednesday because of market day.
Okay.
And that's how dated this law is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Tuesday seemed like the obvious choice.
Yeah. And then where have you encountered the highest amount of ad campaigning, like on the radio or internet or TV?
TV, yeah. And a good close second is all the posters they put along the highways. The whole highway is nothing but trash and literature saying this guy stinks and that banned the Tea Party dude. Yeah, you know, like crazy stuff.
Is there anything about that you think they should change it at all, like the way they campaign?
Well, I think they could probably limit the number of signs. Like, why should one guy have 100 signs that says, vote for me, because he had more money, and then the other guy has one red sign, maybe, vote for me, you know what I mean? Give them all certain corners, and also make them pay to clean it up. Because I'll tell you right now, there's nothing worse than a month after the election, you're seeing these signs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's littering as far as I'm concerned.
What changes do you hope to see in Philadelphia as a result of this election?
Of this election, what changes do I hope to see? I hope to see that they can run the city a little more efficiently, okay, and not waste so much money, and wherever they can find how they can cut back and still give you the services and save us a lot of money so our taxes don't have to go up, that would be a good change. Politicians all are wasteful. I mean, really. I mean, you see things that are totally ridiculous, like paying $700 for a hammer for an airplane for the military. Somebody should go to jail for that. Okay? If we need a hammer, I was in the military, I was in the Air Force.
How you doing? All right.
And I had a hammer and nail, and I could work with a $5 hammer that you got from Kmart. There's no reason that the military should have to pay these astronomical prices just because it's for the military. And that's the politician's fault.
Are you always sure of who you're going to vote for when you walk into the booth?
Yes, absolutely. I am.
Do you do any other research, or you just like go by campaigning?
I go by the campaigning, and I also look at his record, and that stuff's usually brought out on different talk shows and stuff like that, you know? Now, for example, this guy O that you're running, okay? I'd never vote for that guy. Maybe he can do some good things, but he lied saying he was a Green Beret. He was never a Green Beret. There's nothing I despise more than someone says they were in the service and they weren't. So they have no credibility, and they won't have any credibility if they got the job. And I'm strong on that.
Did you learn about voting when you were in high school or college or anything like that?
I guess because my father was a committee man when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Voting was instilled in all of us because he worked the polls. My mother worked the polls. They talked a lot of politics. So you hear it as a little kid, you know. As soon as you're 21, you're able to vote. You want to be able to go out there and do it. Say, I voted for that guy. He got in. He's doing a good job. Or I voted for that guy and he turned out to be the complete opposite. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's basically, I was instilled in it by politically active people.
And you said you started voting when you were 21, so mm-hmm. that's before it changed to...
Oh, yeah.
Did you feel, like, any way when they changed it?
I thought since I had to go in the military when I was 20, mm-hmm. okay, that I should have been able to vote when I was 20. Yeah. So I'm glad they changed it. You're going to get an A for this?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
I think that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you.